How you doing?
Good, good.
You guys come off a pretty good performance by your defense. You only allowed 3 points in the game. At most, it could have been six with a missed field goal. What did you guys do right yesterday?
Well, we did. I think we played situational football pretty good. I think, you know, the thing we went into, you know, the game sin is, you know, we had to kind of take Martin away and take Vincent Jackson and just understand if we do a good job there, who's the next in line? And I think we did a good job of that. We executed our game plan very, very well. We kept Freeman in the pocket. We kept some pressure on him and stuff. So we just executed well. I mean, it wasn't anything. It wasn't a magic wand or anything, you know, spectacular that, you know, we did. We just executed our game plan very well.
You know, you think about the last couple of weeks, Vince, you guys have given up 13 points against the Jets and the Buccaneers. I know when you first got here, you know, Super Bowl team, you had a great offense, but you had a damn good defense, too. The last couple of times you guys have gone to the Super Bowl, I'd say you're an offensive team. Are you guys back to being, would you say, we're a defensive team? That's who we are. That's the identity of this team?
I mean, we don't look at it like that. We look at it as playing good team football. I mean, it comes down to the three units, it's special team, offensive, defense. When you can have, special teams go out there and get us in some good field position and get our offense the ball. Those guys, you know, get a couple drives up under their belt, score some points, and defensively taking the field, putting our offense back on the field. I mean, that's what we look forward to, you know, and I think right now we're just playing good team football. I mean, everything, it's not perfect. Nothing's perfect. It's still a whole lot of things we can do a lot better. But at the same time, we're playing very, very good team football, and I think in the long run it'll help us. So we just have to continue to prepare well and just, you know, continue to practice and put every day, don't look past a day, you know, just take every day in stride and get better as a team and as individuals. And I think we'd be pretty good.
What does Aqib Talib meant to your defensive units since he arrived here from Tampa?
You know what? I mean, he's a special player. I mean, just the way he practiced. I mean, I think last week he had five or six turnovers in practice, and I remember going into our last meeting, we say, if you don't get one, it's a problem. We're going to fight on the sideline. And, but he's just so competitive. And I think when you have guys like that in practice, everybody rally around him. You know, now all of a sudden DBs in competition with more interceptions. Now as a defensive lineman, like, man, I want to get a pick, you know, and it makes practice a lot more alive. You know, it's just guys going out there making plays in practice and hopefully it transfers onto the game day, so which it have been. So we just got to continue to, you know, just chip away at it in practice.
What about Schemo? I mean, that's what he brings to you in terms of mentality. What about what he does? I mean, he's a number one cornerback. What does that do?
Well, I mean, you saw him last year when, you know, when it was crunch time in the playoffs, we moving with the best guys. I mean, he want that challenge. That's the person he is. He want the best guy on the field, and we feel confident in putting him anywhere on the field. So when you have a player like that, I mean, it makes your defense or your team a lot better. And you know what? I'm glad we have him.
It sounds like your practices are pretty competitive, high energy. How would you describe him? We don't get a chance to see him, but how would you describe this, the competition level?
Well, I'll tell you, when we go first O against first D, we trying to win. I mean, we trying to pick Brady. We trying to get turnovers. And we practicing hard. I mean, the timing of the game, we try to simulate game as much as possible. And that's one thing Bill done a great job over the years is putting us in certain situations in practice just to get us a taste of what it can be like in the game. You'll never be at game speed, but we get close. I mean, just guys just going out there every play, trying to make every play. And it makes it good for a team. You know, when we come together as one on game day, we know what we've been through the week. We know what type of practice we had. We know the competition level where we were. And you know what? Just put a smile on our face because we know we work our tail off. And I mean, it's everybody. It's not just Talib. It's not just me. It's not just Tom Brady. It's everybody. The young guys, everybody. You know, they go to work with their hard head and walk away feeling good about themselves. So the more we can do that, the more we can prepare well, the better this team will be.
Well, we had limited time for you today. Coach was so talkative talking about Lawrence Taylor that we have limited time for you today, Vince.
Not a problem.
I had a feeling you'd get right back
in the way. I'm sure you're not disappointed.
Not that you have anything to prepare for Sunday night. Pretty good passing attack that Matt Ryan and the Falcons will bring. You guys see them down there. We'll look forward to talking to you on Monday.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Vince Wolfe.